Welcome to the Mainstay Medical 2018 half-year results conference call. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today, I'm pleased to present Jason Hannon, CEO, and Matt Unitas, CFO for Mainstay Medical. Before I hand over to Jason to begin today's call, please note that this presentation will contain forward-looking statements. In this regard, please refer to the notes on forward-looking statements included in the company's press release this morning and to the statements regarding the company's principal risks and uncertainties contained in the company's public disclosures available on its website. Please begin your meeting.
Thanks, operator. Thanks everyone for joining our call today to discuss our half-year financial results as well as a company update. We've made significant progress across the business during 2018 thus far and look forward to providing details for all of you today. A few highlights just to frame the call as we get started. First, from a commercial perspective, we've restructured our commercial team in Germany to focus squarely on new account development and bringing new implanting physicians on board. We're seeing encouraging signs that our initiatives are working, and I'll get into more details as we go. On the clinical study front, we've completed all of the implantations in our pivotal clinical study, REACTIVATE-B. We expect to report full data from this study before the end of 2018 and for this data to support the filing of a pre-market approval or PMA application with the FDA in the first quarter of 2019. From a financial perspective, in February, we completed a financing with gross proceeds of approximately $37.5 million, providing capital to support our commercial, clinical, and R&D objectives. I'll now cover our commercial and clinical developments in more detail, followed by a brief review by Matt of our half-year financial results, and then I'll make some concluding remarks before we open the call up for questions. First, turning to commercialization. When I joined the company last year, one of the main priorities was to make sure that our commercial organization was totally focused on engagement with implanting physician customers. The number one priority of our sales team is to engage and compel physicians that REACTIVATE has a significant role to play in the care and treatment of their patients. This engagement must entail clinical education about REACTIVATE, how to properly select patients, the surgical technique, and how to properly care for these patients. These probably sound like skills that are common in all sales efforts, but that's just not the case. We need a team of true believers in REACTIVATE and its potential to significantly improve the way physicians treat patients with chronic low back pain. We are building just that, a direct sales team in Germany that focuses on a select number of high-volume practices and referral networks, drives adoption quickly, and because it's a direct team, helps us retain learnings inside the organization, which will help us as we grow and enter new markets. To support our direct sales force, we're building a market development team of clinical experts to help drive market penetration, convince high-volume practices and physicians of the benefits of REACTIVATE therapy, and provide clinical support for implant procedures and device programming. We're also working with key physicians to expand our ability to train and certify new implanting physicians. Pending FDA approval for REACTIVATE, we intend to commence sales and marketing in the United States using the same direct sales force approach, using the learnings we're developing in Germany to shorten the sales cycle and provide expert clinical support to our physician customers. As Germany is our initial commercial market, it's critical that we get our commercial approach right. To that end, I've spent a great deal of time this year reviewing the organization and determined that significant changes were required. We've been managing through a restructuring of the commercial team in Germany. We appointed a new managing director, Wolfgang Frisch, a high-energy leader with more than 30 years of directly relevant medical device experience. We also appointed a leader for our market development team, Günther Peters, who's driven the commercialization of several novel medical devices in Germany and Europe more broadly. These new leaders add to our existing strong team that has incredible expertise in bringing novel active implantable devices to market, and they understand REACTIVATE at its core. Together, these leaders are rapidly developing new physician customers and building our base of implanters. The spirit in our sales team is extremely positive as we start to show traction. This transition resulted in modest sales during the first half of the year, but in recent months, we've seen encouraging signs that our initiatives are working. August was our busiest month ever in terms of implants. We believe we're beginning to see the benefits of our core strategy. Hire the right people, engage high volume centers, get them initial experience using the therapy on the right patients, and building upon that to grow the number of implants over time. Our goal when we started the year was to have at least 10 physician partners who've done multiple implants by the end of 2018. Even with all the changes we've made, we're still on track to achieve this goal. We believe this momentum will set us up for more meaningful commercial expansion in 2019, with many of our potential customers waiting to see the REACTIVATE-B study data. We will then be focused on rapid expansion in Germany, market entry into Switzerland, completing the regulatory approval processes in Australia, and then building for a potential U.S. market entry. Now I'll switch and provide an update on our REACTIVATE-B clinical study progress. As we think about engagement with our target physician customers in Germany and the broader clinical community, clinical data is always critical. We believe that positive data from our pivotal REACTIVATE-B study would provide us with valuable clinical evidence to help us educate physicians regarding the benefits of REACTIVATE, as well as speed the adoption process. As I mentioned, we expect to receive and announce full results from this study before the end of this year. As a reminder, REACTIVATE-B is an international, multi-center, randomized, sham-controlled, blinded study. Because of enrollment momentum in the trial, we enrolled a total of 204 patients, which is more than 168 patients recommended by our data management committee after their pre-planned review of the outcomes from the first 58 patients who reached their 120-day follow-up endpoint. In July, we announced the completion of all implants in the study, putting us on track to announce clinical data results before the end of this year. The primary outcome measure from this trial will be the difference in responder rates between the treatment group and the active sham group on the visual analog scale, VAS, of pain measurement. A responder is defined as a 30% improvement on this measurement between the baseline measurement and 120 days after implantation. We will also be measuring the differences between the treatment and active sham groups on key measures of disability and health-related quality of life. The data from this study will add to the data from our earlier clinical trial, the REACTIVATE-A trial. That study was an international, multi-center, single-arm clinical trial of REACTIVATE and demonstrated clinically meaningful, statistically significant, and lasting improvements in pain, disability, and quality of life in a population of subjects suffering from chronic low back pain. In that study, 94% of patients reported clinically important improvement in one or more key outcome measures of back pain, disability, or quality of life compared to baseline after 90 days, and 87% of patients reported clinically important improvement in one of those measures after 1 year. REACTIVATE-B is designed to generate pivotal safety and efficacy data to be included in the PMA application of REACTIVATE to the FDA, along with our REACTIVATE-A data. The filing of the PMA will be a key step to allow us to enter the critical U.S. market. We expect to file the PMA in the first quarter of 2019. Between the progress we're making commercially and our efforts to complete our pivotal clinical study, we're looking forward to the remainder of this year and the potential we have for rapid expansion commercially in 2019 and beyond. With that, I'm going to turn the call over to Matt, our new CFO that all of you will get a chance to meet in coming months and who's already had a significant impact stepping into our business. And Matt will provide a brief summary of our financial results for the first half of 2018. Matt?
Thanks, Jason. The most important financial milestone from the first half of the year was our announcement in February that we raised approximately $37.5 million in gross proceeds through a placement of about 2.15 million new ordinary shares to new and existing shareholders. We're using the funds from that offering to complete the REACTIVATE-B clinical study, to continue to advance the commercialization of REACTIVATE in Germany and other markets, and to invest in early commercial activities in preparation for launch in the U.S. Revenue during the six-month period ending June 30, 2018 was $0.4 million compared to $0.3 million in the first half of 2017. Operating expenses for the first 6 months of 2018 were $15.8 million versus $12.3 million in the first half of 2017. The increase was driven primarily by costs relating to the REACTIVATE-B study and associated with the commercialization efforts that Jason described. Our cash on hand at June 30th, 2018 was $20.9 million compared to $10 million at December 31st, 2017. With that, I'll turn the call back over to Jason.
Thanks, Matt. To conclude, we're excited about the progress we've made to position the company for success. I'd like to end this discussion by revisiting what I said about the opportunity in front of us when I first joined the company, in which I continue to believe. The chronic low back pain market is very large. We believe that there are approximately 8 million people in the U.S. and EU alone that are living with chronic low back pain. Our conservative estimate is that 2 million of these patients could be candidates for Reactivate. We also believe there's a significant population in our target markets with chronic low back pain who are not being effectively treated. Patients typically cycle through a number of currently available treatments that have significant limitations. Most of the current treatment options are not designed to treat the underlying causes of chronic low back pain. Instead, they merely mask the pain and, in some cases, allow the underlying condition to worsen. In addition, many of these patients turn to opioids to cope with the pain. Reactivate is a minimally invasive, novel approach to treat underlying functional causes: disruption in the control of the multifidus muscle, which is the key muscle stabilizing the lumbar spine. This represents a potentially significant advancement in the ability of physicians to treat this large group of patients. My conviction in what we are doing is stronger today than when I joined late last year. I'm seeing patient results firsthand and seeing how Reactivate has worked for them. I'm also impressed by the depth of knowledge within the mainstay team. This is an experienced team that knows how to communicate our clinical value proposition. We're all excited to continue developing the clinical evidence behind Reactivate and compelling more physicians to be our commercial partners. Thanks for your time, and we're now happy to take any of your questions. Operator?
Thank you. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, it is 01 on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Andrew Jong from Davy. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just a couple of questions, if I may. Firstly, regarding the Reactivate-B trial and the total number of patients that were implanted, can you just give a bit more color about why that was different to the 168 that was recommended by the DMC in December of 17? I know you completed in July. I was just wondering, was there a particular reason why there was a lot more demand there? Secondly, if I might ask a question about commercialization efforts in Europe, I was just wondering, get a sense of how many spine centers at the minute are currently implanting patients in Germany, and just get a feel for maybe some the sales force expansion over the next couple of years. How do you see that evolving? If you think you'd give me a percentage terms of how you perceive that growing, that would be great to start. Thank you.
Sure. So let's start with the Reactivate-B study. 204 patients. The 168 that was recommended by our DMC was a statistical assessment based on what they saw on the first 68 patients. Demand for enrollment in the study grew as the study went along. So by the time we had our 168 patient suggestion, we knew, A, it would be higher than that because you enroll additional patients to cover the risk of attrition out of the study. So you're going to add at least 10% more patients no matter what. So you're probably into the 180s. Then the remainder of the additional patients were in the enrollment process in the study. And when we started to close down the study, we allowed the existing patients who were part of the enrollment process to come through. Frankly, at this point, it is expensive for each patient, but more patient data is better than less. And so we erred on the side of including additional patients, and it rounded up just to slightly over 200. So that's how we got there. The next question you asked about Germany.
I was just curious to know how many centers in Germany currently are implanting patients. And how do you think of that growing over the next 2 years, 19 and 20? And associated with that, how do you think of, you know, the sales force evolution in that key commercial market, given where you are currently? I know you renewed commercialization efforts in H1 of this year. So I just now that you've kind of bed the ground there, if you like, how do you see that evolving over the next year or two?
So the team right now is five people in Germany,
okay.
Several of whom are new. They're getting up to speed. We are on track to have 10 sites implanting doing multiple implants this year. That's the best guide, and our goal is high implanting centers versus a lot of centers.
Mm-hmm.
We will add a couple more salespeople. The real catalyst for growth in Germany is going to be, as it is elsewhere, the Reactivate B data.
Mm-hmm.
We have that data by the end of the year. At the same time, we have a group growing from five to probably seven or eight people who are trained and ready to go in 2019. They'll be able to capitalize on the expectedly positive Reactivate B data and then expand the number of implants in each of those centers and bring on additional centers. And that's, you know, 2019 for us is number one, grow Germany, get our salespeople trained and expand Germany. Number two, enter Switzerland as an adjunct to Germany. Number three, manage our process into Australia. We need to work through that process and set ourselves up for ultimately U.S. market entry. And so the team will stay relatively small in Germany until we generate real traction. And on the back of Reactivate B data, we'll start adding people so we can add centers.
Okay. With a view to commercial launch in the U.S. in 2020, I take it?
Correct. Our planning
is
2020.
Yeah.
Correct. We can build a real business from an implant and revenue perspective internationally, and most businesses in devices can't necessarily do that. That's because of our patient population, but we need to do it in a disciplined way with a new therapy so that we know we're getting good patient selection. And it's the reason to have 10 high implanting centers in Germany as a goal, as opposed to 25 centers, regardless of how many they're doing. We'll control patient selection better that way.
Okay, makes sense. And in terms of Ireland, what are the future plans there? How's that progressing? Obviously, it's a smaller market than Germany, but just curious to know how that is progressing.
Yeah, so Ireland is a smaller market, but we have good relationships with implanting physicians, and we now have access from a private insurance perspective with respect to Reactivate in Ireland. So expect to see commercial business, commercial implants in Ireland. It won't be because of the size of the market, it won't be huge over time, but you should expect to see some Reactivate clinical data and revenue generated from Ireland, our home country, in the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. At the moment, we have no further questions, but once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any further questions, it is 01 on your telephone keypad. So 01 for any final questions.
All right. I think we're good, operator.
Excuse me, we have a follow-up question from Andrew Chong from Davy. Would you like to take it?
Sure.
Yes. So Andrew Chong, please go ahead.
Thanks, Andrew Young. Thank you. One follow-up, if I may, on the costs, how they might evolve next year. Now, obviously, the Reactivate B trial drove a increase in cost this year. Next year, obviously, that won't be there. So, how do you see that evolving? Do you see mainly the costs being invested into commercialization efforts in Europe predominantly, and then to a lesser extent, pre-launch preparation in the US and maybe regulatory engagement. How do we see that profile changing into next year?
Yeah, Matt will take that one.
Sure. So you're right, Andrew. Our clinical expenses will go down markedly next year as the REACTIVATE-B trial is going to read out this year. But we will increase our spending on commercialization, both expanding in Europe as well as preparing for the U.S. launch. And we'll have some additional regulatory expenses, as you mentioned, but then some additional R&D expenses as well as we try to optimize the product and continue to make improvements in manufacturing efficiencies. So net-net, we think our expenses will go up slightly in 2019 compared to 2018, but the mix is what I just described.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At the moment, we do not have any further questions, so I will hand the word back to the speaker for any closing remarks. Please continue.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining the call. Look forward to getting back together with all of you soon as we read out data before the end of the year, another good chance to get together and share progress around the company. So in the coming months, expect to have more interaction with us, and we appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Thank you. This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.